Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's San Francisco, and candidly, I'm closer to placing San Francisco as the actual team to beat in the whole conference. Wow. That I am thinking that Dallas is the team that is most capable of beating Philly. And the reality is this for San Francisco. I get it. We don't trust Jimmy G. He don't got to do a ton. They have so many different people to throw. I don't like their pass protection right now. But that defense. And let me be very clear. If D'Amico Ryans is anybody who's a good offensive mind that's going to go with him, he should be the number one head coaching candidate next year. Their defense is so stinking good. I think San Francisco is right neck and neck with Philadelphia more than I think Dallas is.
Dan Orlovsky, get up.
Yeah, listen, 49er love is strong out there right now. And they won, what, four in a row, I believe?
Four in a row.
Yeah, I think they won four in a row. It's a good football team. I wouldn't even argue that. It's a good football team. I think Kyle Shanahan's a very good coach. Loved D'Amico Ryans. Loved Mufasa when he was here. We all did.
Yeah.
It's probably the only good thing I think Chip ever said out of his mouth was calling D'Amico Ryans Mufasa, right? Like, we all bought into that one. Like, yeah, he's the wise, sage veteran and leader. So no one is surprised that he's doing well at being a defensive coordinator, and he will be a head coach at some point in time if any of these owners have any common sense. Nathaniel Hackett's and all these garbage head coaches out here. But we're not going to San Francisco.
No.
They got to come here. And if it's a three-point win, will it be a tightly contested game? I certainly expect it to be. I also expect us to come out on top. And that's the great part about having home field advantage. Because when that deciding game is played, you'd rather have it on your field than on their field. And so 49ers are a very good team. We know that. There's no denying that. They're a very good football team. They still got to come here.
Yeah. No, as we learned in 2017, it's a huge advantage for the Eagles.
It's a huge advantage, yes.
They don't get to the Super Bowl without
having that home field. If that team has to go on the road, yeah, they probably don't make the Super Bowl.
Now, this team might be better built for a road game possibly.
If anything, you would have to go to Minnesota. You still wouldn't go to San Francisco.
Yeah,
because Minnesota would be the number two team.
Even though since 2017 won the Super Bowl, they weren't playing great against Atlanta, right? Like, they definitely
sure. They barely got out of that game.
They started feeling it through in Minnesota, and they got confidence, and then they rolled. The offense rolled in New England. But that first game, they were the underdogs in the game.
Yes.
Jack brings it up all the time. If that ball doesn't get.
Well, Keanu,
or
was
whatever.
It Keanu,
Keanu Neal. Keanu Reeves, him too.
He's going to play Nick Foles in the movie about the 2017 Eagles.
Oh, man. Hold on. Now, what was his name?
Keanu Neal.
No, I'm trying to think of his name in the Replacements.
Oh,
what was his name?
What do you call it? Even I should know this.
I know it. I just can't remember it. It's not Johnny. Is it Johnny?
No, it's Johnny Utah from
Shane Falco.
Shane Falco. That's it.
Johnny
okay.
Utah was Point Break.
Okay, that's what it was.
I am an FBI agent.
When he was on the beach. That's an underrated movie, not The Replacements, Point Break. It's a great movie. Twitter question.
Not because of him.
No, definitely not because of him. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was bad because of him. Good slash bad.
Michael Myers.
There you go. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment of Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Too much negativity with this Eagles team, yes or no? And last I looked, it was like 60-40 yes, which surprised me a little bit.
Well, Board looks like he's 80.
Yeah, well, I believe me. I believe it.
Sorry.
Looks like he's 80.
I got off the air yesterday, and there was like 30 DMs, and I'm like, oh, Lord, on my Twitter, and I just started going, people aren't happy with my commentary.
Well, at least they're listening.
They're definitely listening. Like there was one guy that called in yesterday. I'm like, are you the guy that harasses me on Twitter? And guess who DM'd me right after I said that? The guy that harasses me on Twitter, on DM. Anthony. Yes. John in Huntington Valley. John, what do you got? How are you?
Hey. Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hi, John.
What's up, John?
How you doing? Hey, Johnny Marks. This is Johnny D from the Willow Inn family.
What is up, John DiMarzio? How are you?
How you remember my name. Hey, listen, Thanksgiving's over. Can I tell you guys it's time to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you?
It's official.
Yes, it's a little early, but okay.
Okay, come on, man. Well, give me some Ike juice to celebrate.
There you go.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice.
So listen, I told Jack, I think the criticism of the Eagles is right where it should be. It's not too strong. It's not too weak. If you don't think a lot of luck is involved winning a Super Bowl, then you got to be out of your mind, right? It's good. You have to be good, Ike, but you also have to be lucky. And you know that better than anybody, right?
Yep.
So, you know, hey, you tell me Tom Brady is going to throw for 501 yards and lose to a backup quarterback, there's some luck involved.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you would agree with that.
Of course.
So, hey, Johnny Marks, can I tell you a quick story about Johnny Marks, but it's not you? It's a funny story?
Yeah, my dad?
Nope. You know I know your dad, but no. Listen, you guys all heard the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right. So here's how it started. A guy by the name of Robert May wrote a poem for his daughter who had special needs. She was never included in the playground and the school and all. Hence the song, poem he wrote for her.
Huh.
Wouldn't include her in all the reindeer games, right? So he wrote this story for her and read it to her every night because her mom, his wife, was dying. And it was getting close to Christmas. And eventually the mom did die. But this guy by the name of Robert May, he worked for Montgomery Ward. You guys all don't remember that? It was a big catalog
department
company.
Store, yeah.
Yeah, department store catalog, right? He decided to go to the Christmas office party, and he read this poem to all his workmates. And one guy said, man, you got to turn this into a song. This guy, Robert May, said, I don't know anything about music. All I did is write this poem for my daughter. A guy by the name of Johnny Marks, not John Marks, not Jonathan Marks, Johnny Marks, just like you, bud, was his brother-in-law. He was a musician. He put the song.
And he composed it.
He put the poem, the words, to the song. It became an overnight hit. It's the number 2 ranked Christmas song behind White Christmas, right, of all time.
Oh, wow.
Montgomery Ward bought the rights from Marks and May. It went viral. It started selling millions and millions and millions. And in a gesture of good faith, get the tissues out. A few years later down the road, it gave the rights back to those two guys for nothing.
Oh, wow.
So you're the second best Johnny Marks that I know.
Yeah, it wouldn't be me. Thank you, John, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, believe me, I've heard a lot of times about the Johnny Marks composer guy from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But is that the site, Jack? Is that the second best Christmas song ever? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Top 5 at 5, I can't imagine that being number 2 for you.
Of Christmas carols?
Yeah, just Christmas music.
I got to go through it. I mean, obviously, B101 plays all day here, but I got to get back into the phase and the swing of things.
All right. I could see you going Kenny Chesney or something, some kind of...
Christmas country music stinks.
Oh, all right. There you go. Joseph in Westchester. Joseph, how are you? What's up?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Joseph.
What's up, Joseph?
So that was a rousing start to the program. We keep doing any more of a deep dive into the spooning. We're just going to turn it into a different radio show.
I'm spooning with Sparty nightly.
I'm not the spooner. These guys spoon. I like the show. Yeah.
And turn into wife talk. You know, we're going to turn into a different radio show. see what happens.
Yep.
So, John, what you said kind of concerns me.
Yep.
About the teams that went to the Super Bowl and ended up winning it. The only thing I could think of is what Wade brought up was the strength of schedule and what teams those teams played that year, whether it was like a first-place schedule or a second-place schedule. Because Jack did bring up the 3 times we've been to the Super Bowl in, the last 20 or so years, we were 10-1 at this time, all 3 of those years.
Yep.
That's an interesting point as well. So I think it really does come down to, did you have a first, second place schedule, the strength of schedule, all that kind of thing. It's weird how that all kind of works and plays out. The only thing that really scares me is what Ike said, is that is there an adjustment that teams are making or that other teams expose that we don't know about yet? And I feel like we have a good understanding of the team at this point and that the team is pretty complete on paper. But I'm afraid of, like, a team at this point in the year, you know, 12, 13 weeks in, finds a wrinkle that we don't know about, and it becomes kind of like an Achilles heel to us. And then the whole league kind of gets put on notice and starts to, you know, utilize that kind of weakness.
Yeah.
So far, it was the running game and how we went and swiftly addressed that, even though it's, you know, we're still kind of working on that. Thanks to A.J. Dillon and, you know, and Aaron Jones for, you know, keeping that narrative going. But that's my only real concern in terms of negativity. Other than that, I mean, we're 10-1. It's a good-looking team on paper. The offense looks really solid, you know, aside from the run defense. And the defense looked good in the beginning of the year, and I think they can get back to that. So on paper, everything looks fine. I'm just worried about something happening. Like I mentioned, that a team, you know, shows us a weakness that we don't know about.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Joseph, it's tough to lead wire to wire. Right, yeah. It's tough to be the best team in the league, and the Eagles have from the beginning of the season until right now have been the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. It's tough to do it from beginning until end, and that's why when you see all the teams that have started out 10-0 or whatever, they kind of fall apart late.
And that's pretty much, and you can almost go through all the four major sports like that, like leading wire to wire and then going to win the championship. It's just rare. It's rare. You have to have that much of a more dominant team than everyone else to pull it off.
NBA is probably the closest one.
Yeah. Well, think about within the last couple of years. Well, I thought Milwaukee was the number one team last year.
Who was the?
I know Golden State wasn't the number one team in the West.
No, and to your point, Ike, there's a lot of years where NBA teams are like.
Now, you may not get an 8 seed to come up and win or what have you.
Oh, the Heat were the 1 seed.
Yes, right. The Heat were the 1 seed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in the NBA, there's teams that know that they can win a title. They're less worried about being the number 1 seed as opposed to being a top 4 seed so they get home field at least for a home court, at least for a couple series. Yep. They know they can win on the road. Yep. NFL's much, much different, right?
You want that home field advantage. Yeah. So you actually do put the effort in the regular season. You're absolutely right. You put the effort in the regular season to try to get the home field advantage. Yep. So, yeah. And so when you talk about overexerting yourself or focusing so much on that, well, then you have to be able to sustain that going through the playoffs. I wonder when is the last time the number one seed won the playoffs? I guess the Eagles were, huh? They won when they won the Super Bowl.
So who won the year after the Eagles?
Patriots.
And I don't know if they – did they have to go beat New England – I mean, Kansas City? I thought Kansas City.
I think so.
That's the D4 game, right?
Yeah, that was the D4 game. Yep. Yeah, so Kansas City was the number one seed that year.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you're probably looking at the Eagles.
And who won the Super Bowl after that? Kansas City? Were they the number one seed?
Ravens
were the one seed.
The Ravens were the one seed. That was the year they lost.
Yep. Yeah, the last 3 years, the number one seeds haven't won the Super Bowl. And in most cases, they don't even make it to the Super Bowl. So there you go. Let's get the number one seed. Let's get the MVP and the number one seed, Ike. Jalen Hurts in the number one seed. We have no chance.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, you're not going to convince anybody to not try to win the number one seed or Jalen to win that MVP.
You still need it.
Yes.
Let's go to Jim in Chesterfield, Pennsylvania. Jim, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, you know, John, I'm 50-50. I have a question for Ike, though.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I've been a season ticket holder for – years, you know, back when, you know, Ike, you were at the Super Bowl and all those good years from 01 on.
Mm-hmm.
How does this, you know, this talk impact the players?
This what?
You know, this negativity talk.
Oh, the talk.
Yes, I'm negative. Mostly. So, but I love the team, and I love the teams every
year. I think
for
some players, Jim, it fuels them. It fuels them, like, because no one is particularly being singled out. Like, for instance, say if the players heard the talk on radio now, you hear the Jonathan Gannon stuff, right? So they're going to rally around Jonathan Gannon. Like, it's going to motivate them. It isn't going to discourage them. And they were to where they're not going to go out and play hard or what have you. If anything, they're going to say, hold on, this is our guy. And we love him in here. We love what we're doing. So that's going to make them rally around him and play better. The same thing with Jalen Hurts. You think they didn't hear all this stuff all offseason? Why do you think A.J. Brown shows up out of nowhere to training camp with Hurts season hats and shirts on?
It happened with Sirianni last year after the flower stuff.
Yes.
Because Brandon even said on his show, he said, we heard it.
Of course they hear it.
We heard it.
They can't get away from it. It's social media.
Yep.
Well, and the best example is when they threw the Gatorade on Doug.
Yes, exactly. There's another example. The Jim Schwartz stuff came out that week. Opening week, that Jim Schwartz stuff from Mike Lombardi came out. And next thing you know, they win that first game, and they're giving Doug Peterson a Gatorade bath.
After a regular season win.
Yep. Now, why do you think they're doing that?
Yep. No, you're right. It's actually good. It's good to have kind of this not a common goal, but something to rally around.
Yeah, especially when a team is playing well.
Right.
Because they're going to look at it and say, "Well, hold on, we're 10-1."
Yeah, you're acting like we're 1-10. What's going on here?
Right. So it doesn't. I don't think it. Now, if you were going after a player and they weren't playing well at the time, like say when they weren't playing well in 18 and 19 and Nelson became a topic of discussion, that whole thing.
Right.
Right? Like that's where it could become a bad thing. Or they can decide, depending on what they feel about Nelson, they want to rally around Nelson. A lot of it does have to do about the person that's in the eye of the storm. We talk about the Jalen Hurts factor. Well, these guys love Jalen. So if nothing else, they want to go out and play well so that they can get the fans and media off Jalen's back. Oh, and by the way, they're all businessmen, meaning that every player is his own contractor, subcontractor.
Mm-hmm.
They know the rumors that are out there that are being talked about when Russell Wilson's name comes up, when Deshaun Watson's name comes up, and it's February, March, April, man, nothing else going on.
Howie's at the pick game watching the quarterback.
Exactly. They know that too. The players know that.
Yeah.
Players know that.
Yeah.
So they're not going to revolt against the organization. You know what they're going to say? We're going to rally around our guy and show you that we got his back. He is the guy. And that's what they've done.
They've done that without a doubt with Jalen as well.
Yeah, that's what they've done. They have come out and openly support him. Why do you think they do that with him? Because they know that there, or at least coming into the season, there was this narrative surrounding him that he may not be the guy. Or this is a big season for him. Pressure's on him. He needs to go out there and prove he's the guy so the Eagles offer him a contract or don't go looking for another quarterback. Like, they heard that stuff. And the one thing I learned about with today's athletes that I didn't have to deal with is social media. Like, me even being 49 years old, I don't feel the need to have to be on social media. It's not going to crush me. And we was talking about it the other day about the $8 thing. I didn't grow up on social media. They have.
The first thing they do after a game is go to
their phones.
Yep.
Is go to their phones. So this is how they've, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's
the
just,
way it is.
It's the society they've grown up in.
Yep.
So social media is there for them. Now, how they choose to react and respond to it depends on their maturity. If you can't handle social media and criticism after a bad game, then don't go to social media, Lamar.
Right. Yeah. Everybody knew what you were talking about after this week.
Yeah, no.
Don't go
to social media.
Yeah, Jalen Reagor, you hit a bad game. Guess what?
Right.
Guess what you're going to find out there.
Yeah.
What you're looking for.
Yes. He's running the social media. Why?
A lot of it. Because he wants to fight with people.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're right. And to where Jalen, I don't think he looks. You still know what's being said and what's going on. But, like, Jalen's smart enough to know, at least before.
He takes the praise. He takes all that stuff with a grain of salt.
He definitely does.
And he knows, if I know there's an ounce of negativity out there and that doesn't do me any good, why do I need to run the social media?
Yeah, he really has a great perspective to be a quarterback in Philadelphia.
Because mm-hmm.
everything's great right now, and everybody loves Jalen Hurts, right? Like, you have a bad game or two, and you lose a couple games, things change quickly.
Yep.
Quickly. And I think he's built to handle it here.
Mm-hmm.
He handled the entire situation with, I mean, he's in training camp, and there's rumors of Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, and Howard said there's a 90% chance that Deshaun Watson gets traded. If he gets traded. Oh, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That wasn't just.
See, I knew that was coming.
But that just wasn't BS. I mean, there's.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of smoke around trading for a quarterback. Handled it perfectly. Yeah. Use it as motivation.
Yep.
And the team rallied around. The team saw, and they're like, man, that's wrong. This is our guy. They believed in their guy.
Yep.
It's paid off.
Seriously.
It has. Frank's calling from Philly. Frank, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Frank. What up?
What's up, Frank? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say everybody turning our concerns into negative. I don't think it's so much negative as opposed to stuff that can get fixed. You dig what I'm saying? They look at the fact that we can't stop the run as a problem, but even when we wasn't able to stop the run, we still winning games. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then on top of that, they use this narrative like we don't play nobody, like the 49ers. They just had 3 wins against teams that was under 500. You feel what I'm saying?
So, yeah. I mean, their best win, I think, came – their best win came against Arizona. Who was it? I mean, no, it was
– Chargers.
Oh, the Chargers. Their best win came against the Chargers, yes.
I mean, Frank, you can't argue with it. It's true.
Yep.
So when you're talking about a negative, I don't see them as negative. I see them as minor concerns going into the future because if you ask me, I don't see a defense that I'm scared of in the NFC that could stop our offense. We may not be able to stop the run, but can y'all stop our offense like that old Peyton Manning offense from back in the day?
The 49ers would concern me. Hold on, Peyton Manning?
You're comparing
this offense to Peyton Manning?
No, I'm just saying the style, not the offense, just the style. Like they put up a whole lot of points, and you had to match their points.
You got to score at least 24 points
to beat us.
Right. You're saying shootouts. We can win shootouts.
No, I'm not necessarily talking about shooters. I'm just talking about the way he was winning the game. He was winning the games by putting as many points on the board as he can.
As needed.
And try to match it.
Okay.
Right. I don't see a defense in it.
It never worked in New England, though.
40. In the NFC, the 49ers defense would concern me.
And listen, the Cowboys got the number one defense in the league.
Yeah.
When it comes to points scored against them.
All right. Thank you.
Also, the Eagles just scored, 17 points, 21 points?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we scored 40.
We're basing it off that game.
Yeah, before that, the offense was.
We don't count them.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah.
Well, Jack, I'm seeing on social media here that Elliot upset on you calling yourself an elite snuggler.
Oh.
Yes. Well,
I think it's ridiculous the way Jack Fritz thinks he's an elite snuggler. A true dominant snuggler can be big or little spoon.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. No, you can't be the little spoon and be a dominant snuggler. Not as the male, you can't.
No.
I'm not little spoon.
No,
clear that up for everyone out there.
So hold on, Jack. Are you saying you're submissive?
No.
Only when he needs to be.
Yeah. Have you seen Billions, the show Billions?
Not like
that. That's not you?
No, not like that. There's not a
wheel. There's not a wheel on the wall that Jill spins you around in?
No.
All right.
Big spoon.
Big spoon.
Yeah, it's been years since I've spooned.
Oh, man, every night.
There you go. But it's with Sparty, right?
No, it's with Renee.
Oh, all right. I'm spooning with Sparty.
That's back when he was allowed to be in the bed. Oh. That's been over with for years now.
Wise move.
When I couldn't tell the difference between the two in the middle of the night.
That could cause a problem.
Hold on, pause, man. That came out completely wrong. Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher. Come on, man.
215-592-9494.
That's why he's out of bed.
Marks and Reese.
To clear up any confusion. I got you.
No, my dog.
Yeah, I weigh 75 pounds, man. Yeah, he had to get out.
Yeah. Even with a king
really
size bed,
it
takes up and those things spread. Dogs sprawl out and they take up all the room.
Oh man.
Coming up. Oh man.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Stop, man.
Jack Fritz. Speaking of that, Jack Fritz.
They give the hardest one you've ever
done. Oh, my God. We have an update on the Phillies.
Oh, there it is.
And, man, this is major. This is major when it comes to free agency. They've emerged as the favorites to sign who? That's right. We have audio for you, and we'll get back to the phone calls as well on the Eagles. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, have you dreamed of Eagles season tickets? Well, join me on Sunday. I'll be at the Landmark Americana right here on Market Street in University City at 1 p.m. and register for WIP's Game Day 2023 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. Check it out. Come watch the game with me. Enjoy $4 Miller Lite drafts, cans, and Vizzies. And we'll be hanging out. It's a great place. Landmark Americana, right on Market Street in University City. I've been there plenty of times. Great place to watch a game. So come watch it with me and your chance to win 2023 Eagles season ticket. It's WIP's Game Day 2023 season ticket giveaway with me for Sunday's game at Landmark Americana in University City. Go to 94WIP.com/contest. It tastes like Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.